In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm the Panther dressed in black. It's a WIP. I forgot what the show was for a second. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, it's just, we're just AJ and Big Justice fans.
Yeah,
and Rizzler.
What did I see them doing this
wrestling
weekend?
They're wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
AEW wrestling. I have to say this. AJ looked pretty good in the ring. He looked like a real wrestler.
Like physically, or like his moves were good?
No, he physically can wrestle. He's the real wrestler. He knows what he's doing.
I think I saw something. He got hurt in the ring and he
broke his foot.
Yeah, he powered through.
Powered through it. Yep.
Built
and
different.
Then Big Justice, you see Big Justice give the spear at the end.
Yeah.
Sort of cheated. And the Rizzler coming out with the big show. That was good. They might have a future there. I don't know. I thought it was over. But as wrestlers,
they found another lane.
It might not be over.
And it was definitely a way bigger deal than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson thing.
No, it wasn't.
Da-da-da-da-da. More interesting.
No, it wasn't.
It was definitely
more
interesting.
How many people watched that Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight?
68 million people watched it. It sold out the Dallas stadium.
I was more impressed with AJ and Big Justice.
Well, that's fine. You can say that.
Yeah, it wasn't a bigger deal, though.
Yeah. I don't know if Mike Tyson threw a punch that whole fight.
Yeah.
You don't think the AEW on Friday night was not a bigger deal?
Yeah, let me tell you. Big Justice threw more punches than Mike Tyson threw.
68 million people watched that?
68 million.
God, this country is something.
So many people that it was difficult for Netflix, the biggest streaming company in the world, to keep the stream stable forever.
Couldn't keep the stream going.
Ugh, yeah.
By the way, they got games on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but many fewer people. I mean, it'll be 20 million people. Even if it's 25 million people, that's still a third of what they had. I don't think that the football will be
as big. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not as
because it's a regular season.
Yeah,
I think
they'll be fine. I think that was the biggest they could possibly do was the fight.
The only thing I figured out about Netflix recently is they've cut down on being able to share accounts.
They cut that down 2 years ago.
I haven't had time to watch TV in a while, so I haven't been able to use my mom's account. Well, I guess I might have to buy one for myself.
You are.
Yeah, be an adult.
Yeah, they don't let you share passwords anymore. Yeah, they got to make money. They figured it out.
Yeah, they figured that out.
They got to pay all their little jacks the stealing money.
Oh, the crappy behind the scenes people.
Yes,
interesting.
Yeah. You really sound behind the scenes in this segment.
Well, a lot of people say.
Okay, all right.
Not enough Fritz.
All right. Nobody's saying
enough Fritz.
All right. Okay, last thing on this, actually. When I was leaving last night, I think her name was Rachel, leaving Chickie's, a woman came up. Her name was Rachel. She's like, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's your favorite part of the show? And she said, well, I would say the top five, but that'll probably make you mad. So, and then she came up with something else.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to make me mad.
Well,
yeah, watch.
I would have talked her out of it, but it wouldn't have made me mad.
Well, it seems like your tone.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? Ike, what do you think the vote is at?
Let's see. Even with this team at 9-2,
yep,
and 7 straight wins,
yep,
there's no way they're on board with this.
Okay.
So I'm going to say the majority is saying no, and I'll go with, but there's enough support there.
Yep.
I'll go with 62.
60-40.
Wow, 60-40.
Yeah,
even.
Very close. 60-40. I'm surprised at the... I am actually surprised at the support for it, that 40% are saying to give him the extension. 215-592-9494. Jay in South Philly, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, can I bring a little peace to the argument? I know it's not too much of an unpeaceful argument, but I got a little bit of a hybrid idea here.
Okay, a hybrid idea. Okay.
Okay. I think, Spike, you make absolute sense that there needs to be some confidence behind him, perhaps to give him a little bit of peace of mind to know that he can go after it and not have to worry. But this town requires that you bring the goods in order to get the big bank. Here's what I do. And you can adjust the years with this as you see fit. Give him a one-year deal now, but you put the golden carrot in there. You get to the NFC Championship game, you bring this team to the NFC Championship game, make it 2 years.
Oh,
you
stop.
Get to the Super Bowl, 3 years. You win the Super Bowl, 4 years, and the highest paid coach in the NFL.
That's not
how highest paid coach in the NFL.
Well, if they win the Super Bowl, he's saying. He's saying, like, with everything that he accomplishes, he gets another year on the contract. I don't want him coaching that way. I don't want him coaching thinking that every win is getting him another year on the contract. I want it the other way. If you want him to have peace of mind and know that he's the guy, he shouldn't have to earn it that way. He should earn it by being a great coach. And, you know, I don't know. Andy was here for 14 years.
Yeah.
Didn't win any Super Bowls. No offense.
None taken.
Yeah.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He got plenty of contract extensions, you know?
All right, that's true.
Yeah. And I know you're not saying he needs to win the Super Bowl, but there are so many different circumstances that can happen. I don't want to put that he has to do X to get Y. That's not where I am. Where I am is he's a good coach who's done a great job, and he deserves a contract extension. And I think we will get better decision-making out of Nick if he knows that he is secure in that. Brian in New Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? So, real quick, Jack, to help you out with that Netflix thing, all you got to do is you say you're at your vacation home, and then they could send a link, and then they'll send whoever's account it is and hook you up.
So, oh, perfect. No. Let them pay
great
for
eye.
It.
Thank you.
We need the economy to work. We need people to pay for things, not just have Jack steal them.
Oh, now you're making it political.
It's not political.
So before I get to Nick Sirianni, can I get on Jack real quick?
Are you sure?
Sure.
So, Jack, I was watching your boy last night, your top five boy, Justin Herbert, who can't seem to really play under the bright lights. It's just funny that how you say how good he is because he could throw the ball across the stadium, but, like, when he has 200 passing yards and 74 passer rating and overthrowing receivers, touchdowns, it's like we say that these wins don't matter, like winning isn't a quarterback stat. I don't believe it is, but, like, when you fold like a lawn chair, like in the playoff game up 27-0 all the time, I'm taking Jalen Hurts over that guy any day.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's awesome.
So you
awesome.
Can say all day that he could throw the ball and it looks so pretty.
Yeah, if we're being truthful here, just being completely honest, what do you think that Jalen's record would be if he was the Chargers quarterback this year?
It probably wouldn't. It wouldn't be 9-2.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're
probably, what, three wins?
It could be 7-5.
No, he wouldn't. Stop.
He'd probably have
three wins max.
You're acting like Herbert hasn't had great players around him with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Well, I'm talking about this year.
Great coach. He's got a great coach.
He's always had good players.
Who is he throwing to this year? That's my big question.
I mean, they have first round picks. One thing, McConkey, you play fantasy. I got him on my team. He's pretty solid. And the first round pick from last year, they got receivers. Like, they got
Quinn Johnson. Quinn Johnson stinks.
Before last night, people were saying he was pretty good. He turned a page this year. So
I got you.
I don't know. They got good tight ends. They got Palmer. They got players. They don't have players like us, but it's not like he got no one. I don't know. I think he's kind of a fraud. And everyone's MVP, Lamar, last night, he put up Jalen numbers. He threw the ball. He had 16 completions. I think it's crazy how everyone thinks what Jalen can't do, and it's like these guys who are MVP and everyone's like poster child, they're doing the same thing.
Well, hold
no,
up.
They're not.
Well, hold up. Okay. Well, go, Jack, if you would like to do
no,
that.
No, you got it.
Well, I mean, people have questions about Lamar in the playoffs. I mean, it gets brought up every single year about Lamar Jackson that he hasn't won in the playoffs. But I think all you need to do is watch it, and you can see the difference between Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. Now, Lamar has limitations, which, by the way, may limit the Ravens in the playoffs, which have limited them before. But there's not, like, physically, in terms of like their physical quarterback skills, Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts are not really comparable.
I think Lamar's better. I'm not saying
okay.
He's
well,
not.
Then what are we talking about here?
I think Hurts gets like the slander is crazy, and it's like I don't know. Maybe it's just typical WIP. I know you guys.
Yeah, some of these guys.
What we do, yeah.
Some of these guys, Brian. Some of them.
So I'll get to Nick Sirianni real quick.
Yeah.
I saw Ike and Jack on it. Like, I think you wait till the end of the year. Look, I love Nick and I love what he's doing, but we were 10-1 last year. I think it was the same week, and everyone, you could have said the same thing. Let's give this guy an extension, and people wanted him fired 3 weeks later. If we do, like, God forbid, we do lose in the first round or in the second round, and it's a collapse again, everyone's going to want him fired, and everyone's going to be pissed that we gave him an extension. So let this ride out. Let's keep the good juju going, and we'll see if we end up in the NFC chip and we lose to Detroit or whatever, like we have a good season, yeah, maybe give him an extension. But you got to let this season play out. You can't give it to him right now.
You know what the truth is, though, Brian, and I don't want to make this like the crux of the argument. If you feel like fire him after the year, after you gave him an extension, you can fire him. I mean, the coaches.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, the coach's salary is not on the cap. You could pay the Sixers, I think, were paying three head coaches at once. So you can pay the coach and then fire him if it falls apart.
Yeah, plenty of teams. The Jags got rid of Urban after 1 year, right?
Right, after signing him to a big contract.
Yeah.
So,
I
just think you're going to get better Sirianni out of an extended Sirianni. I think you're not going to get a guy looking over his shoulder. You're not going to get a guy that is worried with every fourth down or 2-point conversion that he has to prove his value. You're not going to worry about a guy who is looking over his shoulder at the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator and worried about how much say they have and how much credit they have. Like, the guy's done a great job. And to your point about them being 10-1 last year, yes, they were 10-1. They fell apart, but now they're 9-2 again. So whatever happened at the end of last year, they have corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Brian. I think you could just wait for another collapse at some point. But I think that part is also a little bit unfair to Sirianni, saying that they could collapse again. Well, sure, they could collapse again, but
well,
I don't.
That's
think,
why we're waiting.
I don't think it's likely. You know. By the way, you could wait, and they could collapse next year. You give them an extension, they could collapse next year. You can always collapse.
Hey, that's more information.
All right. Isn't there a big Black Friday sale going on at National Appliance Warehouse before we get to the rest of
these
calls?
They're always looking for different ways to save you money.
Right.
Your dollar's always stretching further
right.
at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes,
I mean, we talked about Price Assure. We talked about tax-free Wilmington in Middletown, Delaware. And, of course, the Black Friday mega sale, which is going on right now. So after you eat your turkey, head on down 95, I think.
Yes.
95.
It's you in Delaware,
me.
Right? 95.
Yeah, you know me.
Yes.
Ever since the GPS,
you could get on Route 1 as well.
I know. Like when people said the Blue Route, I never knew what the Blue Route was.
476.
Yeah, but listen, we're all about roads here.
Okay.
You'll find huge Black Friday discounts just like the old days. Mark Smack and his team have negotiated huge discounts directly from the manufacturers and are passing them right on to you. It all adds up to the biggest savings event of the year. Simply put, appliances from National Appliance Warehouse are the best bang for your buck. My favorite part is that they deliver an unbeatable... That's my bad. They deliver an unbeatable customer experience to go along with the low prices. When you walk in, they truly, truly, truly treat you like family. Trust me, get down to National Appliance Warehouse. They'll pair you with the perfect appliance, and you'll have a great time as well. So don't wait. Hurry to the Black Friday mega sale happening right now. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, two quick questions, Jack. First, bang for what?
Bang for your butt.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure. Well, we are taking everybody to Pound Town. And the second thing is, did you really not know that you get to Delaware by getting on 95?
Well, I want to make sure it wasn't 202.
Well, you can get to Delaware on 202 as well.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, I got my roads mixed up for 1 second. The one in Wilmington is off 202.
Yes, but you would still take 95.
Well, I would take 202 because I'm a Westchester guy.
Right. Josh in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's going on here? What's up, Josh?
That was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here saying to myself, Jack is flapping his gums, talking out the side of his neck about that Bill Belichick coach next year. I look at it like this. We kept Topper around. his players underperformed 3 years in a row. My thing is I think we got to look at how the players develop. For the most part, everybody that comes in here from free agency, from the draft, hell, I remember Ike saying that he wasn't a fan of Devontae because of his size.
Yep.
And he might be the second best receiver in that draft class.
Yeah.
I look at it like, hell.
Yep.
Give that man his bread. And Jack, in the delegation, bread means money. Take it easy, fellas.
I know that one.
Wow. You got non-delegation guys giving you delegation tips.
I did. I was nervous about Devontae. The 165-pound wide receiver.
Yep.
This is the funny thing. After we missed on five different receivers prior to him, I'm like, okay, this is the guy we're going to pin our hopes on right now? Because I wanted them to move up to get Chase. They couldn't move up into the top five to get Chase. And then I think it was Jack. Was that the draft that Surtain was in?
Surtain was in that draft, yeah.
So I wanted either Surtain first and then Micah second.
Right.
I think Parsons was in that draft too, right?
Well, yeah, he went after Devontae.
He went right after Devontae.
Well, those would have been okay picks too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those are very good players too. But I got to admit, I think having Devontae makes us a better team.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So
does it?
Love having Devontae. I know how this is going to get spun.
Believe Jack, me, we've had this debate before.
Okay,
yes.
Jack, don't make this a Twitter poll.
Yeah, please.
But given what you know now about the team, if you could go back and have Micah Parsons instead of Devontae Smith, right, would you? I mean, you have to say yes.
Heartbeat.
Yeah.
And a heartbeat?
Yeah.
Devontae's great. But this, if you have A.J. Brown.
Right. And we did wind up getting A.J. Brown the next year.
And I love Devontae.
But he's running the ball 45 times a game.
So A.J. is a different beast.
And their best edge rusher was 36.
Yeah.
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 It's a good pick because it worked out.
Right.
But there were a couple of great players that went. Now, Surtain, I think I would say I would still rather have Devontae.
You would say rather an offensive player, Devontae.
Yeah. And especially we've sort of fixed that
fixed
area
the corner
of the
position,
team too.
Yeah. Which we couldn't for 20 years. We couldn't draft a corner for 20 years. Yeah.
But man, this defense, if it had Parsons on it.
Don't worry, he's coming. Oh, right. Give him another year.
Right. But we would have had him on a rookie scale deal for.
And he would already be paid.
Would already be paid.
Howie would have already given him an extension and everything.
Like he's going to do with Sirianni. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What up, eh?
Yo, Jack, the one call you gave bad information. You can, quote unquote, use it, but you're only going to be limited to 30 days.
Ah, okay. If anyone could tell me how to get around paying for Netflix.
Just pay for it. What is it, $12?
Might be $7.99, Spike.
No. Wait, there's a free version, too.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not free version.
No, there's a free version with ads. I'm pretty sure there's a free version with ads.
We don't do ads no more, Spike. Come on now.
Yes, we do, buddy. I got news for you. That's
on
how
this
we,
show, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's how we pay mortgages. Yeah.
Y'all do. I can't. I need to just watch whatever I'm watching. But would you, like, if you have an iPad, Jack, go to your mom's house with the iPad, and you're on her network. So now your iPad is on your network, so you can use it for 30 days. Sorry, Netflix, but it is what it is.
They got enough money.
But I'm not, and it's funny. Spike me in my head sometimes, because I'll be thinking the same thing he's about to come on the show with. Like, I was talking to some of my homies. I was like, the formula to win this, because clearly Saquon Barkley is motivated to prove something to somebody, the way he's been running.
Yes.
He's motivated. And I truly believe he's going to run us to a Super Bowl, right? So, and that leads into what I'm going to get into after that. But with Sirianni, we need to keep him focused. You know what? I started thinking, like, my dad's similar to this. You know how you start talking to somebody and you want to end a conversation, but they keep talking, and then you start walking away and they keep talking to you? My dad's similar to that. I could tell that's Nick Sirianni. He could get very distracted. I need him to be laser focused on one thing, bringing us a Super Bowl.
But that's why you give him the contract, Aaron. So he's not focused on the contract.
But he's clearly focused now.
I know, but you just gave Saquon as the example. Saquon's running like he needs to prove something, and he just got paid. He already got paid. AJ's having a great year, already got paid. Landon Dickerson, great year, already got paid. Jordan Mailata, already got paid. All these guys got paid, and they still managed to perform.
Players are motivated by money. The coaches are only good as the players on the field. See what I'm saying? So, like, but right as we stand right now, they're on the. I don't see a collapse coming because Saquon Barkley is not going to allow that to happen. And the worries about Saquon run like what would he be next year? I'm not worried about that. You know why I'm not worried about that? Because next year he should only be carrying the ball 15 times a game, and then we should be able to throw the ball 35 times a game. No.
How's that happening, buddy? Are you making another personnel change I don't know about?
I'm just saying, like, I think that's where, like, this year we just have to run. And then what happens with Saquon next year is what happens with Saquon next year. Because we have to start throwing the football. It's what it is next year. But this year, just stick to the formula. He ain't got no contract pass next year. It's okay. It is okay. We collapsed last year. I don't see another collapse coming. So what he does in the playoffs determines if he gets a contract, honestly. Because you can't collapse the playoffs and, like I said, come out in the first game and lose. You can't do it and say, hey, here's the contract.
Wait a minute.
You collapse and you had a great season, then we lost in the playoffs.
So real quick, last thing, Aaron. You say ultimately you're only as good as the players on the field. So why are you using the postseason victories or failures to judge Sirianni? Like why? I don't understand. If you're saying that he's winning because he has good players, then why is it the coach that gets in trouble in the playoffs if they don't win, and not the good players that you say are winning all the games?
That isn't necessarily what I was saying. I was saying players are motivated by the money. They chase the stats to get paid. Like that they're doing that. Like a coach can't chase stats; they can only chase wins. So they need good players to get the wins. But if the team falters in the playoffs, ultimately, it is Jalen Hurts, and it is Nick Sirianni's fault. We're not going to get rid of the quarterback that quick. We got to get rid of the coach. I think everyone would agree to that. But Spike, he's a Nick Sirianni guy now. So Spike being a Nick Sirianni guy is kind of dangerous. But,
yeah. Well,
it is kind of dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know that the guys that are Spike guys in this town always works out for them.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the only person with a worse track record than you is me.
Right.
Oh, well, I may have a worse track record. Well, right?
Yeah, you have Tobias Carson.
Tobias, I feel like, was forced on Ike.
Well, look, we all have our crosses to bear. It is what it is.
Somebody was going to be held responsible for Tobias. It was me.
Were you an Aguilar guy?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
I jumped off of that one quick, though.
Yeah, okay.
I got off of Aguilar after 2 years.
Dude, he's going to be in the league for, what, over 10 years?
He's still in the league. Good. No, he caught a ball last night.
Yeah, but he's going to have a... Like, Jay Jones is just dead, out of the league.
Oh, he's gone.
Like, Aguilar, at least, is going to play for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have a decade-plus career. Nelson is.
It was funny when they threw him, because I think he dropped a ball yesterday, like, on the sideline. I was like, Aguilar? Nelson?
Like, that's
Aguilar?
Nelson?
Yeah. Is that the same Aguilar? Wow, how about that?
And actually, he was a bigger part of their offense last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he had a big touchdown catch in the playoffs last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will continue to talk to you about the Nick Sirianni contract extension. Don't worry, it hasn't happened. But I do think they should give it to him so we can get the best out of Nick Sirianni. So we want your opinion on that.
If they gave Nick an extension tomorrow, how many people do you think would be upset?
A lot of people. Not me. I'd hang a banner in here. We'll have Elliot in here next. We'll ask him what he thinks.
Sure, he'd be happy.
Also, we will relive the moment from this morning where John Ritchie forced Brandon Graham to
cry. Yeah, which I got my man BG in here doing, man.
Well, Ritchie doesn't want to be the only guy who cried.
This is really... Yeah.
So we will relive that.
BG, man. Man, y'all going to make me cry.
And maybe...
I haven't heard it either.
And maybe a guy that is what is on the beach right now, that's what they say the guys aren't working. There's a guy that has shown some desire to play again who might be able to help the Eagles, and we will talk about that as well. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.